Must Joe go? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Senator Joe Lieberman lost the Connecticut Democratic primary to anti-war candidate Ned Lamont and immediately decided to run as an independent Democrat. But now, there's a movement to de-Democrat him entirely, to kick him out of the party altogether. Peace activists want Connecticut's registrar of voters to remove Lieberman from the party on the grounds that it's not the candidate who gets to determine who's a Democrat, but the voters. And the voters decided that the Democrat was Ned Lamont. Interesting question. What do you do with a Democrat trapped in the body of an independent? There's always that surgeon in Thailand. But no, apparently the Democrats would convene a tribal council during which Lieberman would have to convince party elders that he still adheres to the party's principles. The strange thing is why the Democrats would want to do this, since they have that rarest of all gifts, a general election where the party wins no matter what. The president won't even acknowledge there's a Republican in the race. If Lieberman somehow is forcibly deprogrammed, what if he wins? He has to caucus with the Republicans and vote for all their stuff instead of just some of their stuff? Very weird. Of course, the Democrats' real problem is something I've been harping on for a long time. Failure to reproduce. As Professor Arthur Brooks points out in today's Wall Street Journal, the childbirth rate among liberal-leaning families is 41% below the conservative rate. You Democrats have to start having unprotected sex. You must find your inner rabbit. Or you're going to have to find ways to tolerate conservatives like Joe Lieberman. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.